Part 3. Short Passages. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D.
Passage 1. The practice of giving and receiving gifts is so universal, it is part of what it means to be human. In virtually every culture, gifts and the events at which they are exchanged are a crucial part of the essential process of creating and maintaining social relationships. There are endless reasons to give gifts throughout the year. Personal gifts for birthdays, weddings, graduations, and holidays, as well as business gifts to say thank you for a job well done, congratulations on a promotion, or I'm sorry for not performing as expected. The purpose of giving gifts is to bring joy to both the giver and receiver, promote goodwill, and make for a closer relationship. However, if gift giving goes amiss, there is a risk of making the receiver uncomfortable and creating an unpleasant situation for both sides. To avoid any ill effects from your gift-giving practices, keep in mind these simple tips. When you give, be sure of the true purpose of the gift. Beyond saying the gift is for a particular holiday or occasion, think through how well this gift will express your feelings for this person. Do your homework about the receiver. Be observant about his or her favorite items, things he or she might need, or things that would be a meaningful expression of your relationship. Be sensitive to personal and cultural differences. With such a diverse population in our society, it is important to learn something about a person's ethnic, religious, and cultural practices along with their personal likes and dislikes before you present a gift. Know when corporate logos are appropriate. The best gifts are those without any company logos or promotion on it, especially when given as a special thank you gift. Use simple and elegant wrapping. Present your gift with style. The best way to present a gift is always beautifully wrapped and in person.
Questions. 15. What is the purpose of giving gifts? How many tips are mentioned for avoiding inappropriate gift-giving practices? 17. To avoid any ill effects from gift-giving practices, what you should do?
Passage 2. Relationships are powerful. Our one-to-one connections with each other are the foundation for change, and building relationships with people from different cultures, often many different cultures, is key in building diverse communities that are powerful enough to achieve significant goals. Whether you want to make sure your children get a good education, bring quality healthcare into your communities, or promote economic development, there is a good chance you will need to work with people from several different racial, language, ethnic, or economic groups. And in order to work with people from different cultural groups effectively, you will need to build sturdy and caring relationships based on trust, understanding, and shared goals. Why? Because trusting relationships are the glue that holds people together. Whether you are Vietnamese, African American, Irish Catholic, Jewish, or from any other racial, ethnic, religious, or socioeconomic group, you will probably need to establish relationships with people whose group you may know very little about. If each person builds a network of diverse and strong relationships, we can come together and solve problems that we have in common. There are many ways that people can learn about other people's cultures and build relationships at the same time. Put yourself in situations where you will meet people of other cultures. Ask people questions about their cultures, customs, and views. Read about other people's cultures and histories. Listen to people tell their stories. Notice differences in communication styles and values. Questions.
18. What is the main idea of this passage?
Which statement is true according to the passage?
20. How many ways of relationship building according to the passage?
3. The culture of the United Kingdom is the pattern of human activity and symbolism associated with the United Kingdom and its people. It is influenced by the UK's history as a developed island country, a liberal democracy, and a major power, its predominantly Christian religious life, and its composition of four countries: England, Northern Ireland, Scotland, and Wales, each of which has distinct customs, cultures, and symbolism. The wider culture of Europe has also influenced British culture, and humanism, Protestantism, and representative democracy developed from broader Western culture. British literature, music, cinema, art, theater, media, television, philosophy, and architecture are influential and respected across the world. The United Kingdom is also prominent in science and technology. Sport is an important part of British culture. Numerous sports originated in the country, including football. The UK has been described as a cultural superpower, and London has been described as a world cultural capital. The Industrial Revolution, with its origins in the UK, had a profound effect on the socioeconomic and cultural conditions of the world. As a result of the British Empire, significant British influence can be observed in the language, culture, and institutions of a geographically wide assortment of countries, including Australia, Canada, India, Republic of Ireland, New Zealand, Nigeria, Pakistan, South Africa, and the United States. These states are sometimes collectively known as the Anglosphere and are among Britain's closest allies. In turn, the empire also influenced British culture, particularly British cuisine. The cultures of England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland are diverse and have varying degrees of overlapping distinctiveness.
Questions. 21. What is the culture of the United Kingdom influenced by? 22. In what fields is British culture influential and prominent? 23. Where can the significant British influence be observed?